it's gonna be a brighter day, brighter day.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Pastor, what is all that apply to me? Bring all of your giving, all of your service, all of your desires to the Lord, because the Lord knows all of your trouble. He knows all of our story. He knows all of our ways. He knows all of our financial situation. And the Lord says, bring it all to me. He said, if you bring it, if you bring your tithe, your tenth, into the storehouse, there shall be meat or food in my house. I wrestle today because I can't help feed the poor. I wrestle today because there's a deficit in the storehouse. I wrestle today because I can't feed you the way I used to feed you. I wrestle today because my heart is bleeding, because where is my budget? And there is no budget when there's no money. And so the Lord is simply saying, I need you to bring all of the tithes in the storehouse that there may be food, meat in my house. You notice he didn't say it was your house. He made it personal. He said, this is my house. It ain't the pastor's house. It ain't the board of directors' house. It's not the people who established the church. See, one of the biggest things we have is when we start putting names on a cornerstone. That was my family who helped build this church. No, the Lord built the house. And because the Lord built the house, we got to get ourselves out of it, because we're all part of the house. You need to know one thing. We get to wrestle with the church. And we said, we have built the church. No. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build. You ain't done a thing. He built his house. And when we stop thinking what we've done and start listening to what he has done, he will bless you according to his divine purpose, and he will bless you according to his riches and glory. We got to get out of self, because self is what put us in the position that we're in. How do you know? Well, let's go back to scripture. That was an angel who was selfish, who pride allowed him to go up against God. That was an angel who was the father of lies, who will perpetrate his lies to a world and to a generation. That was an angel who wars against God, who implemented something in this world that man was not supposed to do. Adam wasn't supposed to die. God placed Adam here to live forever. He said, I'm making you rulers over everything that I created. All right. And because he gave him rule and authority, he said, all you have to do, Adam, is have a conversation with me. Are you having a conversation with the Lord? Because even in your conversation, the Lord knows whether it's real or not. Is your conversation about helping people or destroying people? Is your conversation about uplifting people or pushing people down? Is your conversation real? I have always shared, before you say something bad about a person, don't say nothing at all. Before you tear a person down, why don't you try to lift somebody up sometime? Stop that mess before it becomes, and then listen to the message. Because what God is doing is trying to elevate us so he can bless us. God can't bless you if there's something else in the way. My brothers and sisters, the Lord has gone through an entire generation trying to bless us. I'm reminded of somebody who cheated on the Lord. How many cheaters do we have in the house? Tell the truth, shame the devil. I believe it was Ananias and Sapphira. All they had to do was what they were supposed to do as a body of believers, and they bring all their money together in the storehouse. And there they chose not to do it, and the husband and wife died separately. But they died because they lied. And see, when we are not faithful to the Lord, when we're not giving our best, we are, yeah. It's dangerous to lie to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is our witness, and he knows everything about what we do. And because the Holy Spirit is inside of us, conforming us, transforming us into the image of our God and our King, the Holy Spirit is doing something inside of us to get us right to be accepted to the Lord. For all of us will not sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. My brothers and sisters, the Lord gave me this message, and it ain't nothing like what I wrote down. Because I told the Lord, I said, from this day forward, Lord, I said, when I stand up, I'm going to let you talk through me. Because the Lord says, I've got to get my point across, because I don't want anybody to be left out when I come. He said, Reverend Masters, you got to say what I anointed and appointed you to say and do in spite of the obstacles that come before you. Because it is not the church that's hurting you. It's the spirit that tried to come into the church to try to stop you. But when we all get on one accord, it breaks the power and the yoke of the enemy that try to stop us from doing what God has anointed and appointed us to do. And God says, I will not indwell in a house that's divided. I will not come in and bless a house that's war against itself. How can a church war against itself? It wars against itself when it fights, when it talks, when it does things it's not supposed to do, because the house was built on the foundation of Christ. You know, God loves a cheerful giver. There's a phrase that I think I heard Reverend Weston talk about. It talks about sowing. He said, every man accordingly as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Sometime our giving is not cheerful. But God loves a cheerful giver. The phrase, reap sparingly, has reference to the law of the harvest. In Proverbs 19:7, where it states, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. The Lord will give back to a giver for his kindness to the poor. As I close, I said earlier about sowing and giving, and I asked the Lord to do something, but I'm asking the Lord to do something with you. That word you keep coming up, and I'm going to be preaching it again, because the Lord is talking to you. He is not excluding anyone. Pastor, sometime it's impossible for me to tithe because I don't have it. I want you to go beyond your impossibilities. Go beyond your impossibilities. And let God let your impossibility become possible.
Amen. Amen.
Because as long as you're trying to do the impossible, you will never understand God is doing the impossible.
Amen.
Yes. Impossible? Impossible. In the minds of a people, in the minds of committees, in the minds of those outside, it's impossible. But when you get outside of your impossibility and let God let your impossibility be possible, then he will work it out. And he will baffle the impossibility so that those who say it couldn't be done will see what God can do. And God ain't through, because God got something else to get the doubters to surrender and say, I believe. See, God is speaking to a nation, because the nation have begun to put God outside of the things of God. And what we saw this morning should rock us to our very core. Because some of us voted for that guy. Some of us voted because she was a woman. Some of us didn't vote because women are not supposed to be in position of leadership. But can I bust your bubble? Men have always been behind the scenes. Adam was behind Eve. Surely Eve was deceived, but Adam did it on purpose. There's always been women in the eyes of God, and he never turned one away. And so when we stop trying to reverse the clock and go back to the way it used to be, you got to understand they were dealing with Jewish custom. You ain't no Jew. Maybe you are. God, Jesus was even dealing with Jewish custom, and he baffled the customs of his own people. We can't do that on the Sabbath. It was a Sabbath made for man, a man for the Sabbath. You can't eat that kind of food. Don't call what I bless common. He baffled the thoughts and the theory that men always entangle us with. The Pharisees kept trying to add rules and regulations, and they put so many rules and so many regulations that you couldn't even obey God. And what are we doing today? That ain't supposed to be like that. We're supposed to do this. That's not in order. If we get rid of all of these rules and regulations, we can then worship God. Because I don't believe we're going to get to heaven trying to figure out, is that in order? Because he's going to be over all order. And we ain't going to be about who's big. Some of us going to get to sit at the table, and some of us going to sit out in the audience. But wherever you are, you will be in heaven glorifying and magnifying him for an eternity. All we just have to do is be grateful that we're there. Forget about what color he is. God is a spirit. And then we will understand what this was all about. For an eternity, we will learn about him. We'll learn about our history and where we came from and why God made us who we are, why our color is the way it is. We will worship him and glorify him and magnify him, because he is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. And that's the story. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there shall be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith.